shock loss claims over $100,000, and you'll remember our contract is written that way where it doesn't count against you above $100,000, then your loss ratio goes down to 72.23%, which is very good. The page following the premiums goes through the diagnoses. There can be more than one person in each category, and there can be more than one person can be in multiple categories. And so this report to me is not as telling for us as the shock loss report, but it does kind of give you an idea. COVID-19, you see, has jumped in there like on most our reports, right? You've got somebody that's gone into the hospital or needed care. And or a lot of times that can just be testing and all that lumped in together as well. So it is a bill that comes due.
So you think with the COVID-19, some are starting to go in the hospital now where they were not?
It's 39,000. So, you know, I've had cases. I'm going to meet with another client later on today where they've got a $400,000 COVID claim. And so I don't think it was anything too serious. And again, it can be testing or whatever. You guys so far have not had major hits like some of the groups that we have for COVID.
It's 2.61%. So.
Next page is a listing of drugs. You'll recognize several of the top ones. Those are the ones advertised on TV, right, that you see the commercials for or social media or whatever. Otezla wasn't around just a few years ago. It's an anti-inflammatory. Humira, the same. Trulicity is a diabetes drug, so on and so forth. But drug costs continue to escalate at a very rapid pace, whereas when I got in this business 100 years ago, pharmacy was about 6% of spend. Now it's 25%. So, and it continues to go up and up and up.
Some doctors prescribe drugs quicker than others.
Mm-hmm. And there's just a lot of them out there that are new, and mm-hmm. there's not a generic, and they're, well, I mean, if you look, it gives you the number of prescriptions. You got 12 prescriptions for $40,000 for the top drug, so over $3,000 a month. And we've seen drugs at $10,000 and $12,000 a month. And, well, actually, we've got one that's $25,000 a month, but on one of our groups. So, I mean, it's just prohibitive, to say the least.
It's a new drug out, so you want to try it to see if it works better.
Well, in this particular case, this drug takes care of COPD and breathing problems. And it works very well, but you have to take the drug. And if you stop taking the drug, then the condition comes right back. And so, unfortunately, it's a drug that not only is it costing $25,000 a month, but it's going to be $25,000 a month for this person's life, or at least till it goes off patent. So, it's just
used to when they had a new drug come out, they gave the doctors so many samples and everything to try to get them started on it.
Right.
I'm assuming that's
that there's still the case today. But oftentimes, there's a drug. What usually, and Cox is pretty good about this. In other words, they won't just say, hey, you can take the highest cost, newest, greatest drug if there's other drugs out there that you know, you can try first and see if they'll work. And in many cases, they do. And so there is step therapy and things like that you'd have to do. But some of these drugs, you know, the people need them, and that's just the way it goes. So the shock claim report, again, is very telling. You can see about the middle of the page is one very large claimant. And that's the reason why the major adjustment to your loss ratio for that one individual, the one just above, is barely into your stop loss. But there are several cases going on. Only one member on this list is terminated from the plan. But this report used to be two pages long, and we're down to one. So that's good.
We're getting healthier?
Hmm?
Are we getting healthier?
Well, I hope so. we'll go like that, and we'll hope this stays this way whenever I'm back here in the fall to talk about renewal things. So anyway, that's just kind of an update we wanted to get to you, as we promised to do, to let you know what's going on with the plan, and I'd open it up for any questions or comments?
Let's hope our loss ratio still stays at that.
That
72%.
That would make renewal negotiations much easier. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bid recommendations for the 2021 Dodge Durango Pursuit all-wheel drive SUV, one or more, number 202102-467.
Reference to RFP 202102-467. We received two bids. The first one came in at $32,368 from Carthage Bean Group. They were disqualified for not following the bid requirements. The second one was Belco Second Incorporated, doing business as Bellman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And they came in at $32,163. We are recommending to go with the only qualified bidder, which was Bellman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
Do you guys have any questions?
No.
I don't.
Move to award bid number 202102-467 to Belco 2 Incorporated, doing business as Bellman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, out of Troy, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for 2021 Ford F-150 XL Crew Cab, three or more, number 202102-468.
On this RFP, we received three bids. First one, RML Branson Moe LLC, doing business as Tri Lakes Motors, came in at $34,779. The second one was Belco 2 Incorporated, doing business as Bellman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. They came in at $28,806. Unfortunately, they bid on a Dodge and not a Ford. The third one was from Republic Ford Lincoln out of Republic, Missouri. Came in at $30,789. But unfortunately, they were disqualified for not following bid requirements. We would recommend RML Branson Moe, doing business as Tri Lakes Motors.
What did Republic Ford not?
Just like some of the other ones, but in the entire section one, you have to check mark an acknowledgement, and they checked nothing.
And then on the Dodge, does it meet the same, what was the specs out on the, whenever you guys specced it out, did it specifically say Ford or did it leave it up?
It did specifically say Ford.
Does Dodge make a pursuit vehicle?
I don't believe so. He called it a SSV package, and I think it's a sport package.
But it's not.
It's not a police vehicle.
It's not the, what the.
Right.
Do you guys have any other questions?
What the Republic Ford did not check, those were, I mean, I know we have sometimes had something not checked and went ahead. Were they important items they did not check? That would affect
all of the items in Section 1.
All of it? I missed a whole page then.
It's actually three pages.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. No questions.
Move to award bid number 202102-468 to RML Branson Mow, LLC, doing business as Tri Lakes Motors in Branson, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Professional service agreement, Beacon add-on number 21-025. County Commission.
This is for the public administrator, isn't it? No, it's not. That's the assessor.
I have a letter dated April 1st, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He approves the agreement as to form.
My understanding, this will just allow the assessor to keep track of the employees, where they're at, while they're out in the field. It will not allow the appraisers to see the property and appraise it like the other program that was being looked at.
No.
No.
Are you here for this, or?
Yeah.
Come on in.
In case you guys have any questions that I might be able to answer.
We needed a different management license or something in order for.
Yeah, that's fine.
Has something like user roles and
permissions. It allows them to make separate user accounts in Beacon to allow different permissions to different people.
Did we ever this had to be done before what you're talking about needed to be done. Is that
okay?
Correct?
I was just visiting with them. They thought that this was.
Yeah. Well.
And this is a piece of that.
Right.
But this is the piece. Here's my question. Right now it's all under you guys.
Right.
Is this still going to remain under you guys?
At this point, it's going to make the assessor the administrator of the account.
And we can't have that. Not for me. I thought the discussion was that's not what was needed.
I was.
Did you ever get a chance to get with her? I thought we'd left it that
right.
You would discuss it.
I did, but it was. I don't think I ever came to a conclusion of what she wanted to do. It'd be helpful if she was here to help fill in the blanks.
Is the assessor available to come to the meeting?
I'm
asking. Oh.
But this is the thing that would allow her to charge people if she chose to, stuff like that.
Yeah, I was thinking that was not.
Do we need to recess and I'll go see if she's here? I'll go get her.
Would your office lose control of that ability of administrating that account then?
I think so, yeah. I got it. I was told that we would still be able to keep what we have right now. But it would allow her to pay the extra piece to get the extra features she's looking to do. But as far as I know, it doesn't allow her to see the deputies out in the field or anything like that. So.
Okay. I have another agreement I thought this was going to be.
Right.
That was like an HT, I don't know.
WTH?
Sure.
Yeah. That's the mapping that the
sheriff
deputies
uses.
Use in the car. But that's kind of something else, you know.
Well, that's what she cited.
Right.